Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We have a fantastic show for you today. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. A big game tonight, game four of the NBA Finals. Boston won game three to go up 2-1. Game four is in Boston. And if the Celtics win tonight, not definitely over, but only one team has ever come back from 3-1 down. And we know that that was the Cavaliers of LeBron James against these very Golden State Warriors in 2016. So they would be facing an uphill battle. So needless to say, it is a pivotal game for them tonight. Steph Curry is playing. We'll see how that foot, does it bother him at all? Does it hinder him and hamper him at all? Or is he fine? They're going to need a big game out of him and several other players. So we'll definitely get y'all prepped up for that and get into many other things as well. Let me welcome in my partner. We're having some technical difficulties right now. Rob is, we don't have him yet. Of course, he had his big debut on stage last night at the Comedy Store, and I saw a clip and it looked like he was a big hit. I heard he tore the house down and I heard that from him, but still. It looked like it from the clip I saw that he did tear the house down. He got wild, raucous applause. So that's great. And we will play that in the third hour of the show. We will play that. And then we'll open it up to you guys. Myself, Rob G, and Alex will comment on it and then you guys will get to weigh in on it as well. So we do have Rob now, technical difficulty solved. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. I am great. Congratulations on what looked like a booming success last night.
It was pretty amazing. I got to admit, it was lit. Monsey was there. Scott was there. Elijah was there. Big Mike was there.
Big Mike made it.
Yeah, Big Mike showed up too. And who else? Jade from, upstairs. Right. So it was a nice crowd, Fox Sports Radio crowd that showed up and gave support. I hope I didn't miss anybody else. But it was awesome. It really was, Chris. I just had just that little ounce of doubt before you step on the stage. You know, if you're going to...
Of course.
If you're going to be funny and what happens if the
That's
first
natural.
Joke... You know what I mean? Bombs. Right. But the first joke was an overwhelming, like, cheer and laughter. And then I was on my way. So it was really pretty amazing. So we'll talk about it as,
yeah,
as we
we'll
go on.
Yeah, we'll get into it
we'll
on the third hour. And we'll play it, as I said, and everybody will be at the comment. We got Rick Bucher joining us at the bottom of this hour. DJ Alex Tyshirt in full effect on a Funky Flashback Friday. Let's see what he's got planned.
Alex,
been
I had a little something
all
for you,
afternoon.
Didn't I?
So we'll see what he's got. We got super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates, our man Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, let's get into it. As I said, big game tonight. Game 4 of these NBA finals. And they need a big one from Steph Curry. And I was on television all day, first things first, and Undisputed with Skip and Shannon talking about Steph. And Nick Wright and Skip Bayless, who obviously don't agree on LeBron James, they do agree on Steph Curry. And they both tried to tear him down and say that he is the most, well, Nick said he's overprotected by the media. And Skip said he's the most overprotected NBA superstar ever. Replacing LeBron James now.
Wow.
And then Skip also said
company.
He doesn't. Right. He said he doesn't show up in the finals. So I had to give the truth. I wouldn't say defending Steph. I would say presenting the truth.
No, I would say defending Steph.
Nah, I mean, defending him against lies, I'd say, but or falsehoods or bad opinions. How about that? But no, I mean, I come with the facts. I come with the objective truth. But I'm going to share with you, Rob, what I said, and then you can give me your thoughts. Now, first of all, I went at, is he overprotected by the media? And I said, well, look, if he's overprotected, and I'll stop. After I do that, you can comment, and then I'll go into the, I don't want to just go off for 7 minutes, so I'll split it up. But, Rob, my take is this. If Steph Curry was overprotected, because that's what they were saying, by the media, then we wouldn't be saying he needs a finals MVP desperately because he'd have one. The media vote on that. And whether you think Steph, as I do, should have won the MVP in 2015, the finals MVP, or you think Iguodala should have won it, which he did, I think everyone would admit it was close. Or most people would admit that. Close enough where had the writers given Steph the MVP, if they had been overprotective, they would have. And it wouldn't have been much of an argument. Maybe there would have been a little debate. Did he deserve it? But it wouldn't have been, I don't think it would have been even as controversial as it is now with Iguodala getting it. Secondly, in 2018, if he was overprotected, Durant won the finals MVP and should have. But Steph averaged 1 point fewer than Durant. Durant averaged 29, Steph averaged 28. Steph had 37 points in the closeout game, Durant had 20. My point being, it was close enough, and Durant deserved it. He should have won it to me, and he did. But again, if the media was looking to help Steph out, looking to overprotect him, looking to boost his legacy. It was the second ring. Durant had already won it in 2017. You know, second ring with KD. They could have easily given it to Steph. We've seen players get the finals MVP that were head scratchers, not just Iguodala, but just go many other ones. And so they could have done that. And then finally, Rob, I'll leave it at this. If Steph Curry was overprotected, he wouldn't have finished eighth in the MVP voting this year. He is behind Devin Booker. He was behind Ja Morant, who missed a ton of games and whose team, at least record-wise, played better without him. So my point is, people can talk about what they feel, what they think. It's just a sense. It's just something. But the facts are, you can't point to a media bias for Steph. And so that's my point.
Yeah, I think you got it mixed up when you talk about whether or not people are voting for him for awards. That's not what being overprotective is. Being overprotective and why people think that about Steph is that people don't like to talk like Steph. Oh, he doesn't have to win a finals MVP. He's already cemented his legacy. I don't care if he's ever made a big shot at the end of the game. I don't care if he's in this finals where he's averaging in the fourth quarters. No, where he's got 6 points in the fourth quarter and a negative 30 on the plus minus. Like, those are the things of overprotecting him. You look at the scoring average instead of in bigger situations and bigger moments, that those points shouldn't count nearly as much because of how ugly his fourth quarters have been and games like that. So when people talk about and Skip and anybody else in the media, it's more about that. That people say, oh, no, Steph doesn't need to do anything. He's good. I don't care that he hasn't won a finals MVP. I don't care that he hasn't made a big shot late in the game. It's not whether or not somebody voted for him for MVP. That's not about being overprotective. I believe people didn't vote for him because they honestly didn't believe he deserved it. And so that's not where an overprotective. It's overprotective of who Steph is and his legacy. He is a better defender. Don't tell me he doesn't defend, even though for most of his career he wasn't a good defender. And it was about one side of the court. Those are the things that I think when people talk about him being overprotected by some in the media, they're talking about not whether or not he won or who voted for him or like the media just pushes Steph and gives him all these awards. I don't think that that's what they're talking about. They're talking about when you start to put somebody on the top of a pedestal and start to look at them and say, they're one of the all-time greats. Okay, was he one-dimensional? Yeah, for most of his career, was just offensive player. Okay, we got that. What was his lasting moment or his moment when he made that big shot and you went, man, Steph is unbelievable. Did you see that three he made to win the series or to win the game or whatever? That's what people are talking about. For whatever reason, Steph doesn't have to answer or check those boxes. So I do believe he's one of those guys who's overprotected by the NBA, by the NBA writers, media, or NBA in general, who just love Steph and think he's the greatest thing.
Well, I'll say this to that. There are, and we've talked about the analytics-driven media. A lot of these younger writers are analytics, you know, proponents. And Steph is huge with the analytics because he shoots the three so well. So maybe that may be a reason for it, because those same writers, Rob, aren't that high on Kobe, aren't that high on Isaiah Thomas, the legend, because analytically, those two aren't, like, off the charts. So maybe there's that. But I do think if there was a media bias in general, I think it would show up in the voting. I mean, because a lot of people, like, when I say I think you would even agree, his legacy is cemented, whether he gets a finals MVP or not. Now, very few people are saying top 10. Shannon Sharp saying I don't know if he's saying he is or will be. I think will be if they win it. Kendrick Perkins saying will be if they win it and he's the MVP. But most people aren't saying he's going to be in the top 10. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's a media push to throw him in the top 10. But when I say he doesn't need a finals MVP, I mean that. Because I think the finals MVP is overrated. Because I think when you get this far, it's about winning the championship. I don't care who's the driving force. Like, if Jaylen Brown wins this finals MVP, which I think he would and should if it ended now for Boston, I wouldn't look down on Jason Tatum. I don't look down on Kareem because he only won finals MVP twice in his 6 years or six championships. So that's just my belief in that. And so, I think, too, that Skip said also, and we'll get to this quickly, that Steph hadn't delivered in the finals. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. Steph's averaged 27-6-5 in the finals. So yeah, he's got the 10th highest scoring average in finals history. His 47-point game against Toronto is the 5th highest scoring game in the last 50 years in the finals. In the last 50 years, only Jordan, LeBron, Giannis, and Iverson have had higher scoring games. Steph is of the fourth quarter. I'll admit, he has not delivered in the fourth quarter of this series. But overall, he's the only player in finals history to have two fourth quarters where he scores 17 or more points. The only one. Yeah, so this notion, he's got 12 games of 30 or more points in 31 finals appearances. Larry Bird was in 31 finals games. He's got 6.
Yeah, but
Larry Bird's career high in the finals was 34.
But he also, Curry, and here's the other one, and why people will look at that is Curry is 0-for-8 on go-ahead shots with less than 20 seconds left in his NBA playoff career, all right? He's played in 131 postseason games. Chris, you could say, and
so he's not been good in the playoffs.
No, you could, but you could pile up all the numbers, but that is a big
eight. No, shots a, don't yes, nullify
does.
That. Yes, really,
it doesn't
eight
nullify.
Eight shots nullifies.
No, I didn't say nullify, okay. But I'm telling you, it's a big elephant in the room that he has.
Really?
Yes, to consider him the greatest shooter of all time, but
everybody
he's yet to
does,
make a big shot.
You and
no,
maybe
I'm
Skip.
Not the only one.
Who else?
He has I don't know. I don't keep track of everybody else's
time. Because everybody, Reggie Miller.
I don't know.
They're being Gary
nice.
Kittle.
Because they're on
guys,
TV. They're being nice.
I'm going to take Reggie nice. At his word. I'm going to take Reggie at his word.
They're being right. Nice.
We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple. I'm Chrissy's Rob. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you are having battery trouble, go to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. We got Rick Bucher, FS1 NBA analyst, host of the On the Ball with Rick Bucher podcast. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. But for now, it's your turn. 877-99 on Fox. Is Steph overprotected by the media and a guy that underdelivers, let's put it that way, in the finals?
All right, let's kick it off with Carl in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Carl, on a Friday. What's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I hope you guys have been doing well.
Yep, we're good. Everything is good.
Good, good. I think he is a little overprotected, and I think it's because he's a smaller player that nobody really expected to be what he has become. And you throw in the fact that he is affable, he's humble, and he's just like a regular guy, and he gets along well with the media.
Yep.
So they do give him a pass. They like Steph, and, you know, I think
the size is a good point because let's face it, we don't expect as much from smaller players, and most don't lead teams to championships. There's only been two to lead teams to multiple championships, and that's Steph and Isaiah Thomas. And so, if you look at the top 10 players of all time, they're all bigger players. And so there might be something to that.
No doubt about it. All right, let's go to what we got next. Let's go to Mason in the Bay Area. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mason?
Hey, guys. Love what you guys are doing. You guys are
an integral part
of my day.
Thank you, buddy.
Great to know, brother.
Yes, sir. And so living out here in the Bay Area, you know, I see it firsthand every day, the coddling, the worship of Steph. So I think Rob Parker's 100% on point.
But is that Chris, the local media? I mean, local media a lot of times tends to do that.
Not all the time,
but what do you think about the national? Is that, you think that's on the national level?
Yeah, I definitely do because, like you say, he changed the game. But to touch on something that you said, Chris, the media bias, I mean, that's kind of going against something that you guys always preach. Like, you guys don't really have bias, and you call it how you see it. So, like, I feel like, you know, he hasn't earned MVP, and he did get that unanimous MVP for the first time ever. I just think, you know, he's got his credit where it was deserved, but, like, in the finals, he doesn't show up. So
how does he not show up if he's averaging 27 a game?
Because and three rings. At the bigger moments.
And three
though.
Rings.
He shows up. But he just, like, doesn't do it at the clutch times. He's always had someone to, like, carry
he's
him over the
He's done enough
edge.
To win three championships.
Yeah, but Chris,
I mean, seriously.
Hit,
he has to hit every last He has to hit the
no,
last
No, he doesn't
shot.
Have to hit
if
everyone.
He doesn't hit a last shot.
No,
it.
but it's just one
that
of those
That takes away
things.
Everything.
It doesn't take away just because people want to see that.
This guy just said he doesn't show up in the finals.
Okay, but
because he hasn't hit
that,
a last shot.
It's not just that. It's just the way that
I'm sorry. When you got three rings, 27 points a game can't be empty calories. That's just foolishness.
When you start talking about people being the greatest this and that, people look a little deeper than just the three rings.
Most people say he's the greatest shooter.
Okay. I don't know how you can be. Most NBA players we talk to, we say, well, you need a big shot. Who would you give the ball to? And nobody says Steph Curry. Greg in Virginia.
I don't agree with that.
You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
Everybody got a short memory. I'm listening to y'all, and I'm just seeing how clear y'all memory is short. It was an anti-really LeBron thing when he, first of all, when they won the championship, they were going to try to give it to LeBron on the losing team. That's why they gave it to Iguodala, because nobody else in the Warriors showed up. Then he got a unanimous MVP with LeBron still playing. Everybody doesn't believe that. There's an anti-LeBron sentiment in the NBA anyway. Then you go back and get Draymond Green to go beg Kevin Durant to come to your team that just lost to LeBron. So look at their championships. He went in there the first championship. LeBron went in there without Kevin Love, without Kyrie Irving.
So let's take away let's discredit everybody's championship that won it because
that's
of an injury.
I'm just being honest now. That's
I mean, let's take away Isaiah Thomas's first championship because Magic Johnson was injured. How's it different? Let's take away Kawhi's championship in Toronto because Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson were injured. If you want to play that game, really, because injuries have been a part of a ton of finals. So stop it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, host of the On the Ball with Rick Bucher podcast. We welcome in friend of the show, Rick Bucher. What's up, man?
What's up, Rick? One of the most genuine and honest reporters in the Bay Area. So I just want to say that, Rick.
Well, we were just talking about is Steph Curry. I went at it with Nick Wright this morning, with Skip Bayless this morning. They say Steph is overprotected by the media. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't.
Just like Rob said, one of the most honest reporters in the Bay Area.
Not anymore.
I second
all right, Rick,
the notion.
You were before. and wait a minute. And I want to make
but
sure
let's
that
hear
Rick,
Rick's
go
explanation.
Ahead, Rick. Go ahead. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
Well, does the likability factor influence how Steph Curry is covered? I would say yes. But if we're talking about, I mean, there's two different things here. Like, first of all, what has Steph Curry ever done that would warrant a reporter or a writer to be hypercritical of him? It's not as if he's walking around saying, I'm the best ever. He's not walking around saying, I deserve to be in the Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant conversation. He's not doing any of that. So those who debate that can debate that. But I'm not going to hold it against Steph Curry that people feel like he's wanting or doesn't deserve to be in that category. It would be another – it's a little bit like my criticism of LeBron James is when he says, you know, when I won it in 2016,
right.
That's when I knew I was the – you know,
I was
the greatest
goat.
Ever. It's like, dude,
right.
You, one, you don't get to make that call, and two, that's
right.
A terrible reason because
right. –
because it was
right.
It was a marred finals. So that's where – like, if you talk to Steph will, honestly, in a candid moment, he would tell you, I'm not Kobe. I'm not Michael. I don't dominate the way that the way they do. Now, have I won the way they have? Yes. And do I try to win the way they do? Yes. But I think one of the things that I appreciate about Steph is that he knows exactly who he is and who he isn't. And it's allowed him to make room for a Kevin Durant or a Jordan Poole or anybody else coming along the way where he's like, I just want to win. And it's not important to me that I win with me being the star or getting all of the attention and the accolades. And it's why he's been as successful as he has. So if that earns him extra credit with the media, look, there are people out there in the media who stump for him, who want to say he's the greatest of all time or he's this and he's that. And I don't agree with that. But that doesn't come from Steph. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to put that on Steph. I'm going to put that on the media who have a misguided idea of just how good Steph Curry is.
What do you make of Steph's fourth quarter stats in this final? 6 points, 3 assists, 3 turnovers, 3 for 10 shooting, 0 for 3 from 3, and a negative 30 in the plus minus.
I think it's a combination. I think, one, the Boston Celtics have done a great job of wearing him down as the game goes on by attacking him at making him play defense. And their ability in the fourth quarter to say, we're going to make somebody else beat us. And Klay Thompson can't get a look. And Draymond Green isn't able to make a bucket. And so the ball ends up either sticking with Steph or coming back to him, and he has to take more difficult shots because the spacing isn't there. And particularly when the Warriors are trailing, it's more likely than not that Steve Kerr is going to go with more of an offensive-oriented lineup where Jordan Poole is going to get minutes. And so as a result, you're not getting the same defense, and those numbers are going to run in the – as far as the plus-minus is concerned, those numbers are going to track in the wrong direction when it comes to Steph's plus-minus. But I don't put it on – I mean, I think it's just – it is great game planning on the part of the Celtics as opposed to, like, Steph loses his nerve or his ability to make shots in the fourth quarter. I just think they're infinitely harder to come by and to make in the final 12 minutes, and that's what has resulted in numbers that don't look good in the fourth quarter.
Rick, how do you see the injury, the foot – affecting him tonight? He needs a huge game, or at least a typical 25 to 30, because we don't know what else anybody else is going to do. But how do you see it affecting him, and what type of game you think he gives him tonight?
I have no doubt that it's going to affect him. I've always said it, like, Steph has to be right in order to create the space for him to get his shots. He has to be able to move because he's 6'3", 185. So it's not like KD can shoot over somebody. He has to be able to create that space, and he does it with his agility and his change of direction and his stop and start moves. And if he's compromised in any way, then that airspace closes and those shots become infinitely more difficult or impossible to be able to get. So that's where he can play, and I'm sure he'll get a certain number of buckets. But if you're counting on him to go get 30 in order for them to win, that's not the answer. The answer is the Warriors have to find a way to make this a lower scoring game and do it at the defensive end, rather than think they're going to outscore the Celtics.
Rick, last thing from me, Draymond Green. This must be driving the Warriors front office or management crazy when he says that his podcast is just as important as his basketball. I mean, what this seems like to be off the deep end that he can't step away from a podcast for 2 weeks during the finals.
Well, I mean, number one, I mean, for the last year, he has been prepping for his next career. I mean, appearing on TNT during the regular season, that wasn't something that guys normally did. And talking as candidly as he does, That's not something that guys normally do.
When they're still playing, right?
Yeah, and I'm loath to say that, you know, what's the difference between having a podcast and making a movie or some of the other things that guys ancillary interests that they have and that they and pursuits that they have. We just don't hear about them. But you leave yourself open to second guessing and criticism when you're not playing well.
There you go.
And there can be the question of whether your attention is diverted or split. And that's the risk that I felt that he ran from the very beginning. And there's no defense for that. Like,
right.
My problem is that he's being so defensive about it when it is a natural question to ask.
Right, right. And here's the other thing. Real quick, Rick, we got 30 seconds. And here's the last part. You're engaging with Cornbread Maxwell, who hasn't played in 30 years. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, is that necessary?
No. It's not, and it's you would hope that Draymond, of all people, who considers himself a student of the game, like, look, again, it's another diversion from where your attention should be. Like, respect, and I feel the same way with J.J. Redick and talking about Bob Cousy and plumbers and firemen and whatnot.
Right.
Respect the guys who came before you because – they're one of the reasons why you're making $100 million.
No doubt.
That's
no
right. Doubt. All right. Thanks, that's Rick Bucher. Great stuff, man. We appreciate
you. Have a great weekend.
Yep.
My pleasure, guys. You do the same.
All right, Rick. Yep. Shekel City's next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the iCouple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Chris, Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook. And yes, last night, 2-1, but we need a hat trick. It's been a little bit, a lot of baseball games, you know, not that many NBA games to pick. But we need a hat trick tonight, so let's get there. I do have the Celtics, Chris, -4 at home in game 4.
So you picked them in 6. So you got them winning tonight, losing in
San Francisco, and then winning at home, finishing up. So I do have the Celtics -4. I was 2-1 last night. Also, I got the Yankees with the money line over the Cubs, Chris. Cubs are at Yankee Stadium this weekend series. That's awesome. And I have the run total for the Dodgers at the Giants up in San Francisco. I have under 9 runs as the total run. So I got the best bet, Celtics -4, Yankees with the money line over the Cubs in the Bronx, and the Dodgers-Giants in San Francisco, the run total for both teams, under 9 runs. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, there it is, Shekel City. All right, Rob, tonight, as I said, pivotal game 4 here. Do you think it's a must win? Like, I mean, an absolute must win. We all know that the Warriors need to win, and it'd be much better for them if they win. But would you, and I know you obviously picked the Celtics, as you just said, so you think they're going to win, but would you declare it over if they win tonight and they go up 3-1?
Nope. I would never declare a series over because I've seen in my 36 years of covering sports, people come back and win. I saw the Yankees, Chris, demolish the Red Sox in game 3, Fenway Park. I think the score was
2004, right?
Yep. What the score was? Something like 16-3.
Right.
Everybody's laughing. Red Sox. It was like a softball game for the Yankees. They never
won. And no one
game.
Had ever come back at 3-0,
no,
right?
That's the only team in the history of baseball. So it had never been done. If you would have told me watching that series that the Yankees weren't going to the World Series in 2000, I would have told you crazy.
Absolutely.
So I'm not one of those guys. You got to win your 4 games. Last year we saw it, Chris. Everybody wanted to crown Chris Paul and the Suns. They were up 2-0, and Devin Booker's the next Kobe, and all those narratives that went away when they lost the next 4 games. So I'm not saying it's over, but I think Boston will win because the thing, Chris, I'm going to and obviously Steph, if he's not 100%, that's going to hurt. But the thing I loved the most was despite the Celtics' great start, despite the Warriors coming back, uh-oh, here they come, they take the lead, they didn't panic. And they just fought back, right? And they won that game. That was a big game for me. Not that they led start, you know, if they led start to finish, okay, it was just one of those nights.
And they did lead most of the night.
Right, but I'm just saying it could be like, oh, it was just one of those nights and the Warriors didn't. No, the Warriors made a serious comeback, down by 11 after the first quarter, and they take the lead and the Celtics win. I love that.
I think two things regarding that. Number one, we've seen enough from this Boston team in this postseason to know that they're never going away. And we can create narratives. We can, you know, we make arguments. So you might create a narrative to match your argument. You know what I mean? Like, oh, hey, if they lose this game, how are they going to feel? That'll be two in a row. I'm just saying hypothetically. You know, I don't care what the situation is. They've down at home game one against a legend, Kevin Durant, really two legends, because the fact that Kyrie's not ranked as a top, you know, 20, 30 player of all time, he's a legend because everybody loves his game. And they didn't panic. They get the layup, to win the game. They blow game five at home against Milwaukee. The defending champs got to go back to Milwaukee, win there, and then go back to Boston and win there. And then Miami, blow game six and go to Miami and win game seven. So I agree with you, Rob. You're going to have to cut their head off to get rid of them. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn. Alliances will shift. And danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.